Why is the music not playing?
I don't know.
Me either. I have no idea. I don't know.
Thank you for tuning in to
Are We
Getting the Frequency.
It's not giving me any option to play it. There's no power to play
it. Well, it's okay.
Are we going? Welcome to Live Paranormal. Where it is
live.
Paranormal.com.
Yeah.
Look at this. There's nothing. It doesn't even give me an option. There's no play button. What happened?
I don't know. We're fully live though. We're on hot mic.
Yes, we are on hot mic.
We are live and living.
Yes, we are. Look, watch it play now. No. The audio clips are not playing. I don't know why. Okay. Well, anyway. That's all right. Sorry, Rob. We just can't do it because it has no play button. All right, if it had a play button, well, that sucks, too. How are we going to play the chicken?
That's kind of strange.
How are we going to play the chicken?
Yeah, how are we going to play the chicken if it's, you know.
I don't know.
All right. We got ab lib. Well, just, all right, I'm sorry it's so noisy in here tonight. There you go.
Nosotros quiero. Monte mucho.
I am sorry it's noisy in here tonight, but we have we just moved into our new house, me and Jade, Mikey, my kids, and Carly, her best friend, and now Kyle's staying with us, and Jade's boyfriend's here. He's making a whole entire rice, Spanish rice, and Puerto Rican style, and chicken, and they're all cooking in the kitchen. All right, so.
A home-cooked meal for a family homecoming.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay, so, yes. So I'm hiding in my room. And you could still hear it because they're all crazy. But anyway, guess what happened today, guys?
Not much. Just doing the same thing.
Listen what happened here today. So me and Mikey.
What happened with you?
Okay, so me and Mikey and Kyle went to go to the storage unit, right? And Carly was home and she was in her room. So I come back. She's in the kitchen and the dishwasher's running, right? I'm like, what'd you put in there? She goes, I thought you turned it on. I said, no, I didn't turn on the dishwasher when I was by itself.
Was nothing in it?
Nothing in it at all. It turned on by itself.
Hey, Lisa, did you do, this house is clear.
I was cracking up. She's like, well, how'd it go on? I'm like, I have no idea. We were at the storage unit. She goes, I came out here and it was on. I'm like, it wasn't on when we left.
Oh, okay.
That is fucking funny as hell. Okay, yeah. I was like, well, we go figure. You know?
Well, so you heard a couple noises in the kitchen last night, too.
Yes, I did. And I thought I heard a knock on the door earlier today. But there's nobody there. But anyway, you know, that's typical. Like, hey, we're in the box. Hello? We all actually did. We all had, like, hung out the other night, ate. And then we ran our first night here. Saturday night, we all ran the box around the table. Like normal. Okay?
Right.
A typical day in the normal lives of kids. Mom. But otherwise than that, I mean, it was weird. So I'm beginning to wonder who lived here before us. Right?
Did you?
Right.
Yeah.
I can ask him. I will, too. Watch me.
How old is
the... Well, I think this was probably, probably in the 70s, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Yeah. But it's still on Selma grounds. This was Selma Farm. This land right here.
Really?
Yeah,
how close
Selma,
are you to Selma?
I could walk
right behind.
Right there. I'm like, behind Selma, like, there's one building of the estates and then this building.
Ah.
All right, so we live in the green apartments, but it's like right, like I could walk to Selma in 1 minute, not even.
You are, right. you are within the, you're within that area that
I am,
you go back in time,
uh-huh.
It was all trees.
Exactly. And it was a farm, too.
Farmland.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
It was trees
right
and the corn ants lived here, so this is all their land. It was their land.
Oh, that's
like,
beautiful.
If you look at, ain't it? That's pretty wicked, you know? But I was wondering, I went by Selma for the past, David's seen it, too, when he was here. The windows are boarded up in front. Yeah, I'm in the front part, and I'm trying to, usually if they take the windows to redo them, they don't take all four at once. So I was curious about that. I'm going to have to find out.
Yeah, you need to update us. I hope they're not coming up with some crazy idea.
No, it's just the four front ones. Everything else is fine.
That's still a Pennsylvania historical site,
I know,
right?
That's why usually they take one window at a time if they're redoing it. That's why.
Maybe they got a discount and they got four.
I don't know.
One deal.
We just had the windows done in 2015, 16. Five. I'm just curious. You know,
why nobody busted them out.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? Because it's a, you know, because
we did have them
done. I know. We did have them done. I think it was 15 or 2016, somewhere around where the windows done. So
it's
like
a locked. It's a locked heritage site, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. That's great.
Yeah, it's just it was weird to see that the front windows. I got to ask him why they're bored, because I figured maybe they were replacing the windows, you know. But then I thought about it. We just did the windows, and then I realized that they're still boarded up as of today. From
you know what
Leslie.
Else you could do? Just
what?
Thinking outside of the well, actually thinking inside.
No,
the
I could just ask them. Yeah,
because you're in that box of land there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if a curatorship or a tour guide extraordinaire could come out of this deal where you can walk to work every day and do tours and
yeah, I know.
I would
do that in a heartbeat.
Selma to the rest of the world with your extensive knowledge.
I was thinking of, yeah, but I was talking to them maybe and like opening the place. I can go stay there for like the daytime period and like on weekends or something, like during the daytime and give tours, you know, or something like that. I mean, I would gladly do it and with no problem.
Would.
But
I really want to
get in there and clean, too, because it really needs a good cleaning again. You know, I'm just concerned with the windows. God bless you. Did you sneeze or cough?
Cough.
Okay.
It's that
okay.
Like
well, that ice use.
Oh, I got you.
So.
Yeah.
But
no.
Lisa, you could. How well do you know the person that's running it? I can
contact Russell. I'm going to contact him. Matter of fact. I'm gonna ask him about the windows first because I'm just getting a little concerned because it's been over a week.
Hey, I know what you can do if you want. You already know this. Get a hold of Russell and all them and just be like, "Hey, I'm gonna show you how much I love this place. I'm gonna come in and do some cleaning and some wood oil and things like that. You know, give us some wood oil love. You know, like."
Yeah, I wonder if we still got the mop that we gave to someone, like the mop in the bucket, because it. I could go in there and do it because they got events coming up and everybody's so busy. Everybody works, and I'm right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, you live right. You like that too. I know where you're at.
Yep.
When I looked at Selma on Earth, Google Earth,
I know. Yep.
There's a bunch of buildings that surround it, like apartment complexes. Is that what talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool beans. And they're nice looking apartments too, by the way.
Yeah, they got good security and stuff. Like, you need
they're two stories, right? They got two stories.
Three.
Well, actually, the basement
three.
And then the front.
I couldn't tell with the angle of the Google Earth when I looked at it, but I was thinking, man, look at all those modern buildings. And you got this one little area that they left for Selma. You know.
I know. And I mean, like,
because when you go on and look back in time. And you see the original map. Hey, I need to pull a map up for you. I've got this program on my computer at home that I can pull up the whatever maps were drawn on that property back in the 1790s.
Yeah, I can do that on Ancestry. Yep.
Yeah.
The map.
So, and I actually know who they're using the same people I actually go directly
Exactly. You get the direct. I got to search.
Yeah, they don't have that for Apple. For some reason, the guy who does the maps, cartography, doesn't like Apple.
But,
I'm passing a New Yorker right now on the way to. He's coming down 81,
Wait, did David tell you, or did you talk about last week when he got to see Fort Mifflin?
No.
Uh-huh. He's laughing.
Really? No, you didn't tell me about Fort Mifflin. Or maybe you did, and I'm so dumb
I
forgot.
I
don't think we did.
No.
Oh, okay.
Mikey and me and him went, and we hung out with Greg O'Brien. Shout out to Mike. Greg O'Brien, you rock, even though the judge sold you off again.
Oh, but me and David did talk about something. I'll bring it up in a minute. I want to hear about Fort Mifflin.
Okay. Well, what did you think about the fort? We'll ask David.
What did I think about the fort?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it is a really amazing place. I mean, there is you can feel the energy that's still there.
Oh, it's amazing. It is. And we ran a nice
what was
that?
Yeah, it was right there in casemate 5, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's your favorite casemate.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I was standing there, and I can only give a partial explanation as to why people feel off when they walk in that room, because the floor is a little bit off on one side.
Wait a minute. What? Oh, now the audio come on. What the fuck? Was it delayed reaction? What the
hell? But the rest of it, rest of it is all, what audio?
The audio.
Yeah.
Play. Thanks, Rob. Love you.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did Rob read after each other?
I guess so. Yeah,
okay.
It came up.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're broadcasting live. I'm simulcasting as well.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Oh, let me shout that out real quick. Fabian, let me check. FabianTrahan.com/radio. You can hear us live as well if you can't find us on the Live Paranormal.
Right.
Just go to FabianTrahan.com/radio. Mifflin.
Yeah, we were doing a Frank's box session there.
All right.
I was sitting on the bench.
Tell them how good it works. Tell them how good it works.
Oh, the part that shocked me the most, I mean, beyond how clear the voices were,
yeah,
was the mist capture that I got on video.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
On my phone,
I
got the damn thing. Yeah.
Yes. A mist walk by.
Nice.
But what was the most shocking part? When the box, we had two people came in, and they were listening to the box. You know, they were guests because.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, there was a couple of guests come through. They were just on a tour for the day. They stopped by. They were listening, and I think it was Greg had said something. And the box come out and said, yeah, the box come back, and
it's
it told him off. It said, F you.
Yeah.
Or F.
Oh.
No, when fuck you. And
yep.
The guy goes,
the guy's like, that's not on AM radio.
But when we went to review it, and I'm not sure if it's it or not, I still have to go back over it. It seems
right.
Like instead of that, they bleep themselves, and it's
yeah.
A whistle, like a military or whistle.
When we were listening back to Lisa's recording on it, yeah, it was like a military whistle or a gym teacher's whistle at every point where those cuss words came through.
Huh?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, but we didn't hear that. That was not.
We didn't hear it. We heard the words. We didn't hear the whistle.
Yeah. Yep.
The whistle only shows up on the recording.
Yep.
Well, nice.
Hopefully,
the mist.
Well, you know, the further back
the mist
in time,
that I videoed.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, the mist that I videoed, I didn't see with my bare eyes.
No.
I was looking that direction. I watched Mikey walk right past me to the left.
Yep.
And
then
like 2 seconds later, a white mist came back.
Yep.
Oh, very cool.
Follow Mikey. Probably follow
Mikey.
It
was a white mist. Okay.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
That might be a good sign.
William Howe was there with us, and he was very prominently saying his name nonstop. And then somebody says, William? Like, it was just so weird. Like, the whole, like, where you been? Like, type of attitude. And he was like, this is William. This is William Howe. It's William. William Howe. William. William. Through the entire thing. All right. And Walter, of course, was with us, too. But, you know, and the judge and Greg have. See, the judge's grumpy. He's like, all that kind of stuff. And Greg and Judge have this love-hate relationship for years. Okay? We just yelled. It's kind of a comedy thing now at this point. So the FU was funny as shit. I mean, it was so loud and so clear.
When
it
you think
right
of the further back in time you go, the less the general... The general population, the consensus was you didn't say such things. It was beneath your station, so to speak. And especially
only those that were considered
the
genteel.
I don't think
it
was Civil War.
So I'm wondering if that transcends over to the other side with spirits, because I often get don't say that and things like that as well. You know,
we don't.
No,
we
do.
No.
I mean, our team has gotten hush,
really?
Shush, quiet, no.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? No,
yeah.
Wait, we got William Howe on one audio going. Wait.
He said, shit.
No, that was Walter going, oh, shit. Remember, oh, shit. And well, William said, I don't need this sheet, because he's got the German accent, so it's like, I don't need this sheet. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? But, like, yeah, cause, but I think Civil War era might have been a little more mouthy than Rev War.
I think
at
so.
At a private, at a private I had, mm-hmm. I had one come through, and unfortunately I didn't catch it in time to record it, but it said for unlawful.
Right.
And I'm like, for unlawful? And I got to thinking, oh, for unlawful and carnal knowledge didn't get through the box.
Oh.
So it took me about 2 or 3 days after we were talking about it. We heard for unlawful. And
oh,
I'm trying to figure out, what is for unlawful? I mean, what is
I
that?
I have no idea.
And then I got to thinking about the etymology of the word fuck, F-U-C-K.
Yep.
I didn't know if we could say that on this show, because
we could say fuck.
We
fuck,
say it all the time,
fuck.
Don't we? Oh, yeah. No, here it is. No, that's that chicken in New Jersey. Fuck.
Get your fuck, Lisa. Get your fucking nose count chicken away from me.
Yeah, what am I thinking? I'm being like, I had an old soul in me, and it was saying, "Don't you say that word, mate."
Yeah, right? There you go.
Yeah,
bloody hell.
So quiet out here.
I think the funniest session we had, I don't know where your humans are.
I don't know. It got real quiet out here.
Yeah, it did. They're listening behind the door. That's what they're doing. They're waiting
to
bust in and scare you.
I opened the door to look, and I don't see any humans.
Uh-oh.
I hear the stink. Maybe Michael and Kyle went out or something. I know where they went.
Yeah, they
never
went up the
mind.
Car.
They
went
up
the
car.
No, but the I think the absolute funniest box session we had was when they told me to go look in the mirror.
Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're running the box at the hotel, right? And he's like, and they're like, David. They're like, David, go look in the mirror at your reflection. It was so clear. So I'm like, and he walks over to the mirror. They said, okay, look up. And he looks up, right? They're like, wait for the lights. Right? He's like, what am I doing? And they're like, wait. They made him wait a minute or two, remember? Stay there, whatever. And they're like, David, turn around.
So I did. I turned around. I'm standing there. And I'm like.
Then it hit me. Now, you know how we all ask spirits to do things? Can you touch the magic, the REM pod? Can you walk over to let us know you're here? They instructed David to go to the mirror.
I was the spirit's REM pod experiment.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we kind
like,
of
can we make humans do what we want? Let's try it now.
Let's mess with David. It was funny as shit, though. Like, you know, and...
Can you imagine if all eternity is going to be that fun? That would be so cool.
According to them, they're having a freaking blast on my end, these guys.
Yeah,
I'm like, where's Walter? He's working. Right? Then all of a sudden this other person comes in. Then these new people come in. Then Walter got to go take somebody to the other side. I don't know what he's doing. But, David heard that. And remember when he was crossing somebody, whatever?
Portal? That was the other night with Patrick.
He had to take him, right, to the portal.
Right.
Yeah. And like you can hear the guy Patrick saying, remember, do I want to go? And then people tell him, go with Walter. What the fuck is that shit? Really? So I guess, you know, whichever.
Yeah. You think you could ask them a question for me?
Certainly.
It would be appreciated. Ask them if loved ones can be guardian angels.
Of course they can be guardian. Well, I'll ask them anyway. But, yeah, they're going to say, not spirit guides, but guardian angels, Earth angels.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. Yeah. Shout out to the Parasanctum podcast last night. Yeah.
Look, now think about this. Think about it when you think about it. Okay, let's say, like my dad, for instance. Okay, he promised me that when he passed away, if it was like he thought it was going to be, because he had the same beliefs as me, right, that he was going to find a way to come back and tell me. And 6 months later, at Laurel Hill Cemetery in Philadelphia, during a regular EVP session, I came home to find out his voice on the recorder, and it said, Lisa, how are you? He did.
Mm-hmm.
It was my dad. And I don't know what the hell he was. He must have, you know what I mean? But when I think about it, when I look back and I hear, you know, people that have passed and whatever. They always, like, I mean, I don't find the stuck ones as much as I find ones that want to communicate, including those at Selma Mansion. And at Fort Mifflin, they're more than willing to come over and communicate. They got jobs to do,
yeah.
Whatever the hell that is. All right? But, like, definitely, and a guardian angel, a friend that, like, my friend, best friend Annie, she's been dead since 2003. Yeah, 2003. God rest her soul. And I've heard her, and I know when she's around. So, yes, they come and they can be your angels. They can help guard you, guide you. They hang out with the spirit guide, I imagine.
Probably.
Like your mother, yeah. Your mother, or your, you know, just, yeah. I believe
what?
That, too. We,
yes.
we touched base on that last night, and I think
yes.
it was a really great show. I really enjoyed it.
Well, they can
David,
watch it.
David, thank you
yeah.
for being
thank you,
there.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
David.
I'm sorry. There was
no, no, you were a busy bee. You could,
yeah.
I know. We covered you. We like David
yep.
covered you and everything. We right. actually did your accent on the show.
Oh, shit, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, no, and guess what? It turned into a Boston accent again.
What? You're going to put me in the car what, with the car and the keys?
Yeah,
what,
see, that's what I sounded like. I messed it up. I botched it really bad.
You got to go walk the dog. All right.
That's because you didn't have no coffee when you went out to walk the dog.
Yeah, no, that's
okay,
right.
Yeah, I didn't have no coffee when I walked the dog. No,
hey,
no,
Lisa,
no,
do
no,
you
no.
say door or door?
Door.
Okay, so that's the
door.
Difference. I figured it out.
Door.
In Boston, they'll say door.
I know.
Door.
So I got to back off of that. I got to back off that evolved English accent. Because that's what it is. Did you know
oh
the
God.
Reason you hear that accent? And the Northeast is because that is the evolution of being away from the old country and the way that the voice, it altered it. It altered the way the speech was.
Right.
Depends on where in the Northeast.
Well, there's actually a
up
group
here.
In Boston, they're Blue Bloods, and they actually
right.
still sound like the 17th century English people.
Right.
See,
that's what I mean.
Now, this is
that's,
what I heard. I'm just
that's
saying that's
regional.
What I believe.
Because up here,
okay.
you're going to hear more of a Scandinavian influence
I was
gonna in the
Canada.
American.
You're going to have more
well,
Canadian.
Well, I'm at the South Northeast. You're like up next
huh?
to Canada.
I'm in the Northeast.
Okay, thank you. I know, I'm on here.
Oh,
well, say hi.
Well, where
say
are
hi.
They at? That's New England. You're right. My apologies.
New England.
The New England area kind of actually makes sense because it's New England. So
yeah,
I've
but it's spoke. Also but it's also by Canada, so that's kind of reflected into Maine.
Right.
Yeah, no, but the bike, the
wait,
Scandinavian
what? Wait a minute.
Influence.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, very, Mikey, very strong.
What's it doing? Snowing. It's snowing? Are you freaking kidding me?
What
the hell? Holy
it's
crap.
It's
finally getting some snow,
yeah.
Lisa.
Holy shit. No, I, what? Wait, but it's not supposed to snow. They said rain.
It's 70 here.
Yeah, shit. I don't even know what it is here.
It's
you know?
25 up here.
Oh,
it's like
no.
30, 38, I think, here.
You got that thick prune skin, don't you, where you've been living in the Arctic for so long?
David,
pretty much.
He's leather. He's leather.
Pretty much.
Wait.
Pretty much.
My skin did not feel like leather.
No, I know, but you, but no. He said, "What did you call it? What did you say?"
That prune skin.
Yeah, no, I got. I think if I stay up here much longer, I'm going to develop iron hide.
Oh God.
Yeah. Well, they'll do a commercial of it. Remember the old, remember the Time Life Western books?
Yeah.
David will be made from
no.
hand-tooled saddle leather. He'll have hand-tooled saddle leather skin.
I can't believe
pretty.
It's snowing.
No.
Damn it. It's snowing.
Damn it. Y'all are too far north.
Yeah.
Well, no. It has to
no, I'm actually,
winter.
I may be going to Chicago before the end of the week, so I better
oh, crap.
Shut up.
Oh, you better be quiet. Yeah.
That,
yep. Got to be a little quiet on that one. Got to be
well, we're due for, we haven't been to Chicago in a while, so I'm looking forward.
Where do you deliver to in Chicago?
Burbank, Alsip, Burbank area over there, Oaklawn.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Oaklawn.
Okay.
Right below where Resurrection Cemetery is on Archer Boulevard. It's
right.
only about 7 miles south of of that where that resurrection. Hey, let's talk about Resurrection Cemetery. It's actually a pretty interesting topic. What do you know about Resurrection Mary, Lisa or David? What do y'all know about her?
The who?
Resurrection Mary, the legend of the woman there at the cemetery. And
yeah.
Honestly, this is where I can show my full embarrassment.
I have no fucking idea. Go ahead.
Yeah, for having lived in Illinois most of my life, I can only relay what I have seen on TV about Resurrection Mary.
I mean, I've probably seen it.
Well,
on TV
basically,
too,
it's a young woman in her 20s in the
uh-huh.
I think it was around 19. Shit, I think it's 34, maybe.
Right.
Don't hold me to that, audience. But if someone out there wants to call in 347-202-0316 and tell
yes,
us what you know about
week.
Resurrection
week.
Mary,
yeah.
I'd appreciate it. But what I'll tell you what I know, somewhere in the late 20s or 30s, she was walking down the street there by the theater, and she was either... She
right.
was either murdered or she was hit by a car.
Right.
And they buried her in Resurrection Cemetery there.
Yeah.
And in 1976, they actually found the bars burnt and bent apart.
Right.
Like something had burned the bars and pulled them apart
oh.
trying to get out of the cemetery.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Now, I'll tell you who done a really good shout out to Patrick McNee. He done an incredible story in the late 90s on Resurrection Mary. And it
okay.
was, I wish I could remember every detail.
But how did they know it was her?
Apparently,
oh, they,
from a couple of stories that I remember, she has actually gotten into vehicles with people and
yeah.
they've given her a ride.
Oh,
and
I think I heard
out,
this story.
They pull away and they, when they pull away after they let her out of the car, they look back and she's not there.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
They got the same story in New Jersey. Wait a minute. They got the
oh,
same story.
I know. Yeah. There's another one, too.
Yep.
I know
they got
another
the same,
one.
Yep. Yep.
And it's called Lavender. Tell me y'all heard that story.
I don't know. We have to hear the story.
Oh, my God. Y'all never heard Lavender?
No.
Oh, man. I've got to get it. I'm going to have to re-educate.
Was that a song off the Paisley Park CD?
Maybe. It's actually a story by Vincent Price.
Oh, I might know it then.
Vincent Price actually did a book in the set. He wrote a book.
Yeah.
Scary Tales or something like that. But
I know that. Right, right.
He wrote a story about the young girl who froze to death on her way home. Trying to get back home, and I believe it was based out of the New York, and it, somewhere up in New York.
Northeast,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, nope, New England. David corrected me. I can't say
okay.
Northeast anymore. So.
Oh. Why? This
in,
is
it, well, I mean, it is Northeast,
well,
but in reference
New
to
England.
The language,
no. New
David
New
was
England,
right.
New England is basically Maine,
Massachusetts,
Vermont,
yeah.
New Hampshire, and I think Massachusetts.
It is Massachusetts.
That's New England.
Yeah.
So
that's
New Scandinavia where you live.
Yeah, that's New England.
No, that's New
everything
England.
Everything surrounding us, New York, Pennsylvania, and, you know, in that little crater around us
mm-hmm.
is the Northeast.
Yep.
And then you got
that's
the flatlands over there on the other side of Ohio.
Yep,
yeah.
yep.
That's the Ohio
Valley
Midwest.
Wait, we got live music. Hold on. Hang on.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait. Hold on.
All right.
Sorry, I put you on the air for a minute.
You're on the air. Live, paranormal.com.
By the way, he is, that's a new song he's working on.
Okay.
Sounds
so,
good.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So we have first dibs of it here. Okay. So I wanted to when I heard him playing.
You'll hear it first on Scanning
the Frequency.
It wasn't that
he didn't stop because he didn't wanted to stop. He stopped because that's as far as he got. All right. So,
oh yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know, but yeah. So new what when I'm with me, I've been doing box research and all that stuff for so long. You know what I mean? I mean, I grew up with the Pine Barren stories. I got the Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
My mom and her stories about the Jersey Devil from because she's from South Jersey. Like, you know what I mean? So everybody, we grew up in we had a road. We used to drive down it. We grew up with
Shout out to South Jersey.
Yep, shout out to Dawn and South Jersey. Dawn.
A good friend of mine is from there.
Yes.
And he actually reached out to me the other day, but I hadn't heard from him in years. But
oh wow,
it wasn't about the show or nothing, but it was just good to see him on. And shout out to Justin Perry. You ever heard of Oliver Hazard Perry?
No, I don't know. Think so.
He was a Navy man. He was actually a naval officer.
He was an admiral, right?
But if he's from South Jersey,
Justin is a direct descendant. I did ancestry for him. He's direct descendant of this naval commander. So,
oh wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, really cool. Pretty cool.
That is amazing. Like South Jersey, I want to give another shout out to Donnie Rocket and Dave St. James and the South Jersey Meet and Dream and Whiskey Grin, who's coming back to play Blue Balls in March. I want to give a shout out to the South Jersey
Music
Scene.
They got a new one coming up here in about a week.
What? Where? What?
Whiskey Grin?
Yeah.
I don't remember where it's at.
Is it not Screwballs? It's in Philly, right?
No, they're in Jersey.
Oh, Jersey. Okay, because I've seen their list.
It's something about Dirty Mics or Jersey something or other. I don't know.
Oh, don't start with the Jersey Mics. Jade will hear you.
Jersey Mics. I love their stuff.
That's the song with Jersey.
Yep.
I don't remember. I saw it. I liked it. I shared it.
They got they're excellent live. I mean, they had to cancel one night because John wasn't feeling too good. He had a stomach bug, but they are back on the road, you know. But it wasn't that. They're fantastic. We're going to go. Of course, now we're going to go as a family.
Yep.
Get it? Yep. All of us as a family. So it's going to be pretty cool. You know, and I get to see Dawn, which is what I love the most about that. And Debbie. I love those two most. So there. But anyway, I'm so freaking out of it. I am so tired. I have been busting my ass since Saturday. You know that?
Right. Oh,
I had
to
wash 55 pounds of my rocks and crystals today. I caught them out of the freaking because
somebody's getting ready for an investigation.
I would go out. When I say I'm rock hunting, I don't buy crystals. I go hunt them.
No, you can
I go,
buy
yeah.
No,
they're
she
like
them up. She picks them up from wherever she sees it, like that big chunk of quartz that she found when we were walking around.
Yep, but my Mother's Day gift from Mikey, remember? That
oh, yeah,
one?
That's a big one.
That's like 25, 30 pounds.
Can you tell us what each of the different crystals do as far regarding regarding spiritualism? Can you tell us a little bit about the different types of rocks and crystals?
Not too much. I know that amethyst is good for psychic awareness. I know that. Amethyst, dark, white, doesn't really matter. Tiger's eye is pretty good at protection. And so it's
tell me about tiger's eye. Tiger's eye is one I've never really followed up on, but I hear people talk about it a lot.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it. All I know is it's a symbol of strength and protection, like to keep like obsidian and what's the other ring? Obsidian.
Obsidian.
Obsidian
onyx.
Black
tourmaline.
Tourmaline, that's it. I got some of that out of nature, believe it or not, both obsidian and tourmaline. And
What do you know about rose quartz?
Rose quartz is really good, and it's a good conductor for everything.
Yeah.
You know, especially the quartz, I mean, they give off energy. They have their own, you know what I mean, their own, like, you know. So they absorb
that's
it,
why,
too.
Yeah.
That's why I watch
quartz,
all of them.
Quartz is a good one to hold in energy, to store energy, and to release it. That's why they used to use it in all early electronics.
Yep, exactly.
Oh. Yeah, that's
true. And even with Frank, like, he used to try putting, like, crystals, like, attach them to the antennas, like quartz and stuff like that with the Frank box. Yeah, you know, and I've done that, too, because all I had to do is go to the table and go grab one and throw it on top of the box. But I love it. I showed the kids all the arrowheads, and I bought a bunch of arrowheads and tools and stuff that I literally found on my own. So, yeah, so today I showed the kids that. They're like, holy shit. Yep.
Right
but, I know that keep, I definitely keep, like, close to me. I keep, like, I got amethyst here. You know what I mean? And I found natural amethyst, but it's still in stone. But I've got, like, I've got the rose quartz here, and I've got smoky quartz right here. And then I look at me telling you because I'm
holding it. What's a smoky quartz? What's it look like? I've never
seen it. It's like a gray, smoky colored quartz. Like, you can see the white quartz, but it's
Smoky. Is it like a gray, milky kind of looking quartz rock?
Yeah, it's like
kind of gray and white a little bit.
This one's like, it's gray with a lighter tone inside it, and at points I've got some clear in there, like where it's shiny. You know what I mean? I found this one. It looks like a little mountain. And then the other side, I'm
not
sure. Yeah, but this is smoky. Like it's all smoky.
Yeah.
And then
this is a marble quartz. I'm thinking of. White
I got one of them right here. I've got one of them marble quartz up here. It's a.
I used to collect rocks too when I was little. I loved collecting different rocks.
Look, I never gave up collecting.
I love that. And arrowheads too. I used to find arrowheads all over the place.
And pyrite, too. The pyrite's good.
Pyrite's beautiful.
I got that in my hand right now. I got that one in my hand. And then I've got...
Is it glistening? Is it got a nice, pretty yellow
glisten? Oh, it's gorgeous. It's silver. Pyrite.
Silver, yes. Did I say gold? I meant silver.
Yeah, you said gold.
Silver.
Yeah, and it's got the little squares in it, like the little, you know what I mean, reflective squares? Like, it just shines. It's pretty. And I've got that right here. I've got, I dropped my alien head.
Oh, no.
Where'd it go? Frank, I dropped the alien head. Oh, God.
That's their listening device. Now they won't be able to keep track of you.
Oh, my God. Stop. Wait a minute. We got to tell you something. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Okay, so today didn't happen, but for four straight days, right? I even told WMMR this. We're listening to WMMR, right? And he's talking like Pierre Robert or whatever and Preston Steve, whatever. And in the mid-sentence, he'd get cut off and it would go to commercial. And then it would come back to his voice. Then it would go to commercial again, like a long amount of commercials. And then all of a sudden, it played the Russian anthem.
What?
We were listening through servers. So, the streaming, right?
Yeah.
And it seemed to seemed to be around this one commercial, I think, like almost like it was hacked or something,
Yeah.
And so it kept happening. It happened morning, noon, and night for four straight days until today. Today it was gone. So I let them know because I'm like, I'm streaming and you're being cut off. I said in mid-sentence, okay, I said, and then it's going back to you. Then it's going to commercials. And then all of a sudden the Russian anthem, and yesterday, the last time he did it, right? It was singing. Remember, we didn't hear it, David, with the voice.
Right.
Yesterday, when we all heard it here, Carly, Mikey, everybody, Kyle, Jane, Ant, everybody heard it.
Y'all heard the voice.
The vocals came in and it cut off. Yeah.
See, when we first started hearing it, we just heard the beginning notes of the anthem.
Yeah, like the instrumental part.
Yeah, and the only way I could recognize it is it took me back to old WWF wrestling days when Nikolai Volkoff would come on.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I remember him.
And he would play the Russian national anthem. And that's what I first heard. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was like
I remember that.
Yeah, Carly pulled
up the
instrumental.
I remember that very well.
Carly pulled up the instrumental yesterday, right? When all the shit was
going
on.
I hadn't heard that name in 30 years.
Yep, and she pulled it up yesterday, the instrumental one.
Uh-huh.
And it was
identical.
Yeah. It was identical. And then it stopped. Thank God it stopped, but I was really concerned. I'm like, because this is streaming. It was cutting the DJs off in mid-sentence.
Yeah, it was.
All right? Like, they'd be going, all right, welcome to... And then we'd go, this is Shopify. Blah, 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 right, the commercial. And then it would go into the bunch of... And then all of a sudden, it would get real quiet, right? And then all of a sudden, you'd hear that anthem come in. And then it would go back to the regular radio. It was pretty freaky.
It was weird.
Wow.
Okay, I didn't like it at all. Yep, I didn't like it at all, though, because all I thought of was, oh, God.
It's still cool, but it ain't cool. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but it's a streaming.
It's not your normal thing, but did y'all ever find out why the hell they were playing that crazy shit?
No, they weren't. They weren't.
They weren't playing
regular
it.
Radio station.
Oh,
was fine.
Someone was.
It
was
no. We were listening. I listened through the app and the website. We listened to both of them. It wasn't happening on regular FM radio if people were listening to the radio. It was coming through the streaming apps.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's why I was really concerned.
So you think
like,
it was hacked?
It had to have been. There's no doubt
yeah.
in my mind. No doubt in my
yeah.
mind. But they must have fixed it. I let them know, you know? And I imagine if I let them know, other people probably did too.
I'm sure.
Okay.
What a bunch of jackasses.
I mean, it was just really weird. I mean, because we listened all down when they went some damn Jerry Cantrell tickets, and they played that shit in the middle of the way, gave him away, and then he come back on and he's got a winner. Nice. Thanks a lot. You know?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I've had that happen.
Day.
I used to win all kinds of stuff on WQET, man.
Yeah,
and I had something like that come up, like that, like an emergency thing come up, and
oh my
emergency
God.
Broadcast, and
oh.
the guy, and then they end it and they say, sorry about that, next caller,
oh.
next 10 callers, the number 10 caller,
oh my God.
You're the winner, and I'm like, I would have been obviously the number 10 caller.
That is it. Exactly. I sat with my finger ready to go do that, and hackers get in there and make me not
yeah.
be able to. But this week they're giving away Weezer tickets on WMMR.
Oh,
all week long.
They're giving away what tickets?
Weezer.
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 Shout
oh,
out
yeah.
to WMMR. They're going to be giving away each day this week, starting
I love
tonight,
Weezer.
I believe. Weezer tickets for the upcoming show. I believe it's in June or July,
nice.
One of those months. All right, here in
shout
where
out to Weezer.
But I love my Weezer.
Love Weezer.
Yep,
well,
yep.
If you
yeah.
miss Weezer
great.
Tickets down there, you can always come up to Bangor. They're playing up here.
Yep, exactly.
That's where they're headed.
Yeah, they're going to do a tour.
Yeah.
Weezer.
They're going to run that whole northeast corridor there. Probably.
Every time I hear their new song, they got that new song. I hear records in my head and I'm out of control. I always sing. I've got breakfast in my head for some reason. I don't.
You've got
know
breakfast
why.
In your bed?
I don't
hell
know
yeah.
in my head.
Breakfast in your bed?
No, head.
Oh.
I got breakfast in my, I don't know why. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm craving some honeycomb, man.
You know, I smell that food. I'll tell you what. I smell some
sugar bear. How about some sugar bear? Yeah.
It smells good. The food smells good coming. I'm going to eat when we're off the air. So I got
sugar
some
bear.
Rice. I got some rice. And
that was another good one. What's your favorite cereal, Lisa?
Oh, I don't eat much now, but my favorite cereal growing up was Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was okay.
Fruity
I like
Pebbles.
Regular old Cap'n Crunch.
No. See, I have to eat.
Captain
when I eat Cap'n Crunch, I had to eat all the little squares first. And leave all the berries for
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the trash berries. Yeah, I was thinking it was this regular.
Yeah, that way you get the berry-flavored milk that way.
No, I just had to
eat
them separate.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a weirdo.
And, you know, cereal doesn't taste the way now that it did when we were kids. I'll tell
you
that right
know.
Now.
I don't eat it anymore. I can't really eat too much of it. But, I mean, I could eat, like, Corn Pops or whatever, but if I wanted to, but I too much.
Right.
You know, because I have that wheat allergy. I have the gluten sensitivity. I can't. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah. Thanks, Lyme disease. You know? But, yeah, so it's one of those things that I have to put up with. But I did love, what else? Oh, you know what I loved? Fruity Pebbles. And, Cocoa Pebbles. I like chocolate. Oh, we got a call. It's Fabian. He's back on the air. Hi, cuz.
Yeah. Cocoa Pebbles and Count Chocula and Boo
yep.
Berry.
Oh,
David, what's
yeah.
your favorite?
Boo Berry, Frankenberry.
Yep.
My
yep,
favorite?
Yeah, all the berries.
I actually like the chocolate Chex mix or Chex cereal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've never had it, but I heard it's good.
Neither have I. Yep, I've never had that either. I'm
right. I think it's a rice cereal.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, it's pretty good.
Well, here's the caveat.
Oh,
my favorite's Life.
And you know, Peanut Butter Crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that,
yeah, Peanut Butter Crunch, Captain Crunch.
I tried the Peanut Butter Cheerios once, and it tasted like garbage.
too. They had peanut butter Cheerios.
Nasty.
Yeah, they
even
had, like, I think a chocolate and peanut butter Cheerios cereal, and that was still garbage.
Goodness gracious. Somebody was seriously fucked up this and doing that shit. That's
hey, guys.
And I eat some weird stuff. I mean, I'd be interested in if the Peeps Company would come out with pepperoni-flavored Peeps. I would eat marshmallow-flavored pepperoni stuff. Pepperoni Peeps.
Pepperoni nips. Here you go.
Pepperoni Peeps, the yellow bird thing.
Mikey.
Nah.
Well,
I like live cereal. Live cereal, just good old regular life.
Hey,
and
Mikey,
honeycomb.
He won't eat it.
Yeah, honeycomb, too. Honeycomb is
good.
Let's get
Mikey. That was
and
good.
Sugar
hey,
Bear
Mikey,
when it was Sugar Bear.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, they took
sugar
the word
sugar.
Sugar Crisp.
Yeah, they took the word
sugar
off of all the cereal make them sound more healthy.
I think we're all hungry.
Honey, Golden
Crisp.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
No,
I'm not. Golden Crisp.
You might be hungry, Lisa. I'm not. I had chicken came out excellent tonight.
Yeah, but I'm waiting for my... I know I'm on the air, so I'll be done in a few minutes. Just put it aside for me. I'll be right out. Okay,
the
I don't want to chew on the air.
Fire.
Yeah. Yep. And it's, I'll tell you what. Well, I'm hungry because I didn't even eat. I know what I ate.
You had.
Well, you burned a lot of calories. You're probably very hungry, I bet.
Yep.
Makes you hungry when you do all that.
I never ate the sweet peppers. I grabbed a handful of tortilla chips. I walked away. Yep. That's what I did. Yes. Jay just came in. She's like, the food's done, Mom. I'm like, I'm still on the air. I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
Aww,
I was like,
sweet.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
Yeah.
Isn't it great having
I
your
know
kids
that.
Around again?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, and it's such
That's
a – everybody's laughing, you know? Everyone is laughing.
Yeah.
And Anthony and her boyfriend cooked us all food, you know?
Yeah, they got something.
Yep.
They can call their own. It feels good to be solid again. Yeah.
Tell you
that's
what,
a piece
me
of
and
mind.
Mikey.
That's a peace of mind and a half, man. It really is.
Me and Mikey both said the same
congratulations,
thing.
Congratulations, baby
through.
Doll.
Yep.
Congratulations.
We did it. And we didn't even need his father. He didn't need his father to do any of it. So, there.
That's right.
There
you
we
go.
Did it. We did it.
Shout out
and
to
we'll
Lisa
right.
and the Selma
good.
Contingent. Shout out to Lisa
yeah, right.
and the Selma contingent.
Look at shout out to be right next door. It's like, seriously, it's a
hey,
you know
what
I mean?
You ought to do one
move.
Morning? You know what you ought to do one morning? Yeah. Like set a static cam out in the yard somewhere without anybody knowing where it's at and see if you can catch anything coming in and out of the mansion.
I got a camera trap.
That's
so,
what I'm saying.
I know
you
brother.
Do. Yeah,
you can do it.
What I'm thinking. Because you're right there, and you know that you can walk back over and get it now. I can, like,
yeah, I got cameras. I got handhelds.
Hey, just do you can do your own little armchair investigating, sitting in the house and watching the game.
I could
see
Yeah,
I was just looking through all my equipment the other day.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
really?
I've got to get 4 dozen AA batteries just to power up all my gear one time.
Oh, God.
Oh, me too. I've got a bunch of stuff I need to recharge. They're all rechargeable batteries, and they cost me a fortune.
I know.
And they're all going to go bad in about 2 years, or 4 years, whatever comes first.
What, the batteries? The batteries, right? Yep, I know. I got
to
get
I need to get all that equipment out and fire it up because I plan on doing the jails pretty soon.
Yep,
Greenville County
jails. Mine too.
Top and
bottom. I've got to clear out my GoPro's memory to see see what's still sitting on it. I
oh,
no
you got a GoPro.
Card,
I'm so jealous. So jealous. Those are amazing.
GoPro, I've got IR and UV lighting for it.
There you go.
I got the IR. I got the Sony's.
Oh, you got those at GoStop, didn't you? Did you get them at GoStop?
I did, yeah.
Is that the,
I did.
Yeah, that's a great. Hey, GoStop. Shout out to GoStop, man. They got some really great gear.
Yep.
And it's
they
very
do.
Reliable.
Yeah, they
very
do.
Reliable. Really good stuff.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out.
I used
out
to know
you.
His name.
I know.
Can't remember the guy who runs its name, but he's been doing it a long time.
Yeah. I know. But
I'm sorry,
going to give a shout-out to another place, Dave Giuliano and the Ghost Hunter Store.
Shout-out to Larissa Rex and Sky March.
Of course.
And the Hellhound Faircon, who Lisa's going to be there at the Hellhound Faircon.
And Jade is coming.
And Jade
is coming.
Awesome.
Just going to be with me. You know what I mean? But I'm going to try to get Dawn, too. But see, we're just taking Jade because she don't want to go. Because it's Hellhound. she's like, Mom, I want to get a hotel with them tonight. You know, she knows how to. She's been at many events, helping run events, do events, right? And I'd like work with me and what I got to do. But then I was like, she watched the movie Hell House, okay? And she literally freaked out. Threw guacamole on the floor.
Yeah, they were really good. They're great. But I meant to tell you guys something. Tell the audience this. I'm going to plug Parasanctum TV,
I'm
in the process of building the Scanning the Frequencies channel. I have my own TV station, and you can check it out by going to your browser. Go to your browser and go to fabiantrahan.com/TV in lowercase letters.
Right.
So it's fabiantrahan.com/TV. And you're going to be able to see the Scanning the Frequencies channel, and you'll be able, right now we're playing the Para-Ops, shout out to Para-Ops and Raw over there in Lehigh, Pennsylvania. And I've got their shows on. I got Slapped Ham, I got Sam and Colby. I've got some really great stuff going on over there. I even got some stuff coming out with Chaos Divers. You ever heard of Chaos Divers?
I don't know.
Okay, Chaos Divers is a group that they have a boat and they've got a really powerful hummingbird sonar, and they go and people missing persons, they'll go look in the waters to see if they can find their cars under the water.
Oh,
and they recover.
All right.
Recover people and cars under the water. Excuse me.
There's many cars under the water. I mean, like, when you think about it, they find the people 20, 30. Now that the water's receding in certain places and rising in the other ones, they're finding a lot of stuff, like in Lake Mead.
Here's how it works, though. This is what happened. They were going in and just getting the cars. Contaminate them. And in the process of that, they were just looking to get the vehicles out of the water because, you know, as they deteriorate. The oral, what's wrong?
What happened?
Nothing.
Well, anyway, they searched the rivers and lakes, and they were recovering cars to get them out of there so they wouldn't pollute the water. And they actually
come across
a car that had a human body in it and had been missing.
Yeah.
And now they changed their modus operandi to looking for people that are missing, and people call them and tell them, that, you know, we think they may have went in, and they're finding them. They're solving some cases as long as 20 years ago.
Yep, they found them 40 years, and they ID'd the body.
So those are going to be on
FabianTrahan.com/TV.
Yeah, that'll be on Parasanctum TV, FabianTrahan.com/TV, two little letters, T, little T, little B. And right now it's just Parasanctum TV, but we're going to have more channels coming. And we'll have Lisa and David and Fabian and all of us
on there. How come nobody's talking about what happened with them UFOs?
Why did it totally go silent? It did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And that, in my opinion, is not cool. They went totally silent on it. Okay?
That's weird. And there's still the conspiracy theories. I saw a picture on Facebook today of a triangular ship with the point of the triangle all destroyed, and they're like, UFO? I'm like, no, that's a U.S. United States Air Force stealth plane from back 20 years ago.
Exactly.
You can look at it. You can see the decal on the left wing.
Oh, yeah, you know that. You know that, yes.
Yeah.
But the point is, they don't know what it was, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, these, they didn't admit that they knew what they were.
They didn't ever admit it, but then they can't find one for some shit.
Yeah, they can't. The one over in Alaska, they said they can't find.
Yeah,
we haven't heard no news, any news from Canada where they lost that one.
Y'all still there?
Yep. Yes,
that one's still out there somewhere. The one in Lake Huron, they're still supposed to be finding.
Hello, Fabian, can you hear us? Oh, shit. Solar storm. Cuz, solar storm. They dropped the call. What the fuck? Hello?
Again?
We're still on? Yeah. What happened? It's the solar storm. Shit, baby, call back. I'm sitting here and watch the call drop. Cuz?
Wow.
If you're listening, call back. What the hell happened? It's got to be the solar storm, honey.
Got to be.
It has to be. This is, there's no doubt. Well, by the way, we're having, pretty much moderate to heavy, severe solar storms today, which is throwing the phones off somewhat. I know Jade
it's messing up communications big time.
Yes, and I know Jade had a problem with her phone this morning, and it was during the severe part, so I don't know when they're going to be coming in today and tomorrow. So I know they're probably still going on right now. Cuz, where'd you go, though? Maybe it's his phone totally went out. Shit. Okay, Fabian, if you can hear us, call back. If not, we understand there's problems with the communications and because of the storms that are coming in, the solar storms. Plus the regular storms, too, right? Still here, right?
I'm still here.
Okay. That's crazy. You know?
It's kind of weird.
Okay,
it's bizarre how this. Yeah, we've lost him completely, didn't we?
Yes, we did. He did not call back. I have no idea. Usually he'll call back. He did once already.
Yeah, he did once, and then I heard it cut out on him once, and then he came right back to talking.
Oh, my God. Paranormal? No, solar storm.
Solar storm. Can't claim this is paranormal.
No.
This is solar radiation.
I want to look on my solar app right now to see how bad it is, but I don't want to leave the studio at the moment in case he calls back.
Right.
So I'm just going to wait because this is crazy. Look at that noise. I'm in a noisy house. Probably driving people crazy hearing a bunch of people in the background.
Actually, I don't think they can hear him much because I can't.
You can't? Really?
No.
That's good.
I can hear a little bit of background conversation, but.
Yep. Yep. And I am starving. We got 2 minutes left on this show. So shout out to Fabian.
Big shout out to Fabian Trahan.
Yeah, we wish you could call back. I hope everything's all right. I mean, like, he was saying, hello. And we were like, I heard him.
We could hear him. He couldn't hear us, and then absolutely nothing.
I know, which is really fucking weird. Because that wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen at all. So,
right.
That's pretty crazy. I know that. I guess we'll play the anthem at the end, you think?
Okay.
I guess so. So we got about, I don't know, 60 seconds. So I guess we'll be back on the air next week, of course, unless the sun does us in with solar storm. She's yelling at us. Okay.
Yeah, 90 seconds.
90 seconds showtime. Okay. So we are going to say goodnight now, okay, because I'm going to play the anthem. Wait, what's 90 seconds?
Right.
It's about 60 seconds now, right? Okay. All right. Good night, everybody. And David, I'll talk to you in a little bit. And Cousin Fabian, you are in our spirits. Please let us know you're okay, though. Or if you can, as soon as you got your phone back, call us, okay?
Yeah, call or hit somebody up on the messenger stuff.
Yes, okay.
Big shout-out to Fabian Trahan and the Parasanctum podcast. FabianTrahan.com/TV.
Okay. All right. We give a shout out to everybody, but we are not having enough time to play the anthem. Okay. So I'm going to just let it roll till it's done. All right. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Then we'll play. Okay.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
I don't know what's up with this. Everything's wrong with this. All right. End episode. There we go. Yes. We're still on the air. I don't know what's going on. I can't
answer.
We're
still on the air?
Yes. It's not giving me an option to actually get off the air. What the fuck? Oh, this is weird. I got it. What the hell? Okay. All right. Good night, everybody. I can't even get us out of here. What is
That's
going
weird.
On? It's like, are you sure you want to end the episode? And I'm like, yes. And there's no yes. There's no option. What the fuck? So we're still on the air. How you doing? So we're not on the air. Aren't we off the air?
We're off the air. We're not broadcasting live right now. So.
Yes, we are. We're still on the air.
I don't hear it. I'm on the site.
Oh, you are? So what
yeah.
the hell? What? Okay. All right. You don't hear anything? Oh my
no,
God,
I'll turn the TV up, too.
All right, wait. I can't, Fabian, I can't answer you. Hold on. It won't let me. Okay, I'm just going to cut us out. It won't let me do anything. What is going on here? Holy shit. This is Solar Storm. Episode info, chat. I'm trying to get us out of here, and it won't let me. End episode. It still shows recording. We're recording. We're recording this.
We're recording.
Yeah, it's recording. Okay, I'm
All
gonna
right.
have to close. How do I do this? Okay, it won't even let me hang up. I can't believe this. All right, I'm gonna just hang up. Okay, I'm gonna. Oh my God, we gotta end it though. It won't
All
let
right.
me end it. It's recording.
Let me hang up. Let me
okay.
hang up, and you see what you can do.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Bye.
All right.